Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Love NFL draft rumors. Just about a month out from the 2024 NFL draft. This from CBSSports.com. Commanders receiving calls for number two overall pick. Could be interesting. The Commanders have received many calls for the number two overall pick, according to ESPN and Bleacher Report. Washington hasn't made a final decision yet, but the expectation is that it will keep the pick and will select either North Carolina quarterback Drake May or LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, according to the report.
I know. I was excited when I saw it, just because I like the idea of accumulating picks and getting a little exotic here. And then as I read it, they kind of back off it and say they're basically just doing their due diligence.
Right. That's what it sounds like.
Right.
Now, one of the teams, this is an interesting scenario. They have a framework of a team that could potentially come up and make a deal with them, and that's the Chargers, who own the fifth pick currently. They're saying they could be a potential trade option because they've parted ways with both Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. And the theory is that they want to leapfrog the Cardinals, who are sitting at number four, who apparently covet Marvin Harrison Jr. So could the Commanders move out of two down to five with the Chargers, allowing the Chargers to get in front of the Cardinals to get Harrison Jr.? But then the problem is, if you really like May or Jaden Daniels, you've got the Patriots picking at number three. And then if the Cardinals get Harrison stolen from them, they can always move out of four and let somebody else move into four.
Like the Giants come up.
Get in front of you again. Yeah. So I just feel like moving down to five, like you can only do that if you are reasonably confident one of your guys that you're targeting is still going to be there.
Well, also, if they do move at all, it kind of shows you that none of these guys are necessarily blowing them away.
Right.
Yeah, if they trade down, obviously, they're not that excited about any of them.
Right.
Unless they really like J.J. and they think, all right, well, May and Daniels will be gone, but J.J. will still be available.
Right.
Yeah. But is the story that they're fielding calls because they're interested in trading or just because
due diligence, you weren't here.
They're just getting calls.
So yeah, like I mean, I would think all these teams are getting calls.
Right.
Question is, are they interested in trading down from two? And I would be very surprised if they did.
I have no idea. I don't know if I should be surprised.
Yeah, I would just be surprised.
I think I would actually be excited and not excited the idea of passing on a quarterback. I'd like them to select a quarterback high. But I would be excited if they could maneuver away and just add a little value.
Well, it seems like what they should do, if you believe this report, that the Chargers are hot after Harrison, well, Peter should be on the phone immediately with Arizona at number four. He should be selling to Arizona, look, if you really want Harrison, the only sure way you're going
to
get him is you come up to two, we go down to four, we still get the quarterback, one of the quarterbacks that we like at four, we get some extra draft capital.
Because we might make a deal with San Diego.
Right. Yeah, you totally float to Arizona. Hey, we know the Chargers want Harrison too. I'm on the phone with Harbaugh right now. Like we're trying to make something happen. Why don't you guys come up to two and just eliminate any of that from happening?
Or they may they might like Harrison or love him, but they might love Neighbors.
And don't the Cardinals also have a second first round pick? I think they have like 27 late in the first round too.
Mm-hmm.
So they still would have a first round pick. It, maybe the Commanders could wrangle that second first round pick away from them.
That'd be
to
sweet.
Move up just two
then
slots.
Then you get your left tackle or whatever.
That if I'm Peters, that's what I would be doing. I would be on the phone hard with the Cardinals.
Yeah, but then your Patriots are going to probably then select.
That's okay.
If you don't really love one of those two guys.
Right.
Yeah. Then, but we don't know.
Then
we have no idea.
Then you're okay with getting what you would consider the consolation prize. If you move down to four, you have to be willing to.
If you move down to four, you have to be okay with any of those quarterbacks.
Right.
Like you can just put them all in a hat and pick one. You're fine
right.
with it. I would be surprised.
But
if
you
they,
should. But you'll
they
still
feel that way.
But you'll
it.
Still get one of your top three.
I understand.
Like you don't have
but,
to consider McCarthy at that point.
If you trade down to four,
you trade down to four because you know that one of those picks is going to be
it's gonna
a wideout.
It's going to be Harrison. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, one of those picks is going to be a non-quarterback pick.
Now, why is Harris? He didn't run even at his pro day, right?
He's done nothing. he's so confident in his abilities that he's just like, you know what? I'm going to get to draft day and let you guys pick me.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to go high. He'll probably be the first or second receiver taken. Is he a guy though that's not going to test great? Is that why he's doing it? Like, he's a great football player, but he's not going to run an impressive 40.
I don't know.
I don't know what his 40 time would be. I mean. Mm-hmm. I just think that some guys just, they know how good they are, and they just said, here, look at my Saturday film. This is how good I am.
Right.
I don't need to go out and run a 40 for you. Right. You saw me play for, you know, last couple of years, catching 12 to 15 touchdowns. I don't need to run for you.
I think some of this could depend on, like, if you're of the belief, like, I'm sort of the belief that Brock Purdy's a perfect fit in San Francisco, right? Just the system, the weapons, the line, whatever, mm-hmm. right? So that makes Brock Purdy work. He wouldn't necessarily work everywhere.
Right.
Right?
Correct. Because not everybody has a Christian McCaffrey, a stud left tackle,
right.
a great tight end,
right. So
two legit receivers.
Maybe if they think, you know what, we need to build up more to get any of these guys to work. That we can make JJ work, but we need to bolster
to
this offensive line. We need
to load up and add a couple more picks.
Yeah, we need another receiver, and we need a stud lineman or whatever.
I think Commanders fans would be okay with it.
If they traded down and got JJ and like Marvin Harrison, or JJ and like the top lineman of tackle, I would be psyched. Now, if they draft Jaden Daniels, I'm going to be excited because he's the most exciting player in the draft. But
I think Commanders
fans, they traded down and I got two for one, I could be sold.
Because I think Commanders fans are all over the place, kind of. I think a majority love Daniels over May, but I think they would be okay with trading down, getting more picks, maybe getting a stud receiver and a stud offensive lineman. I think they would be okay with that.
I think so. Would people be okay with JJ over Drake May? What have we done that scenario yet? Because we've done Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and Daniels always wins that. But what about JJ versus Drake?
I don't think we've done that exactly.
I wonder where the fan base would be at, because I would be fine with it.
Look, there's a possibility. I mean, you could get Drake May at five, possibly, if the Chargers thing is real.
Right.
If they go wide receiver, then the Patriots are going to take Jaden.
Why are they for sure going to take Jaden?
We'll just say they do. All right. Or you could get Jaden at five.
Yeah.
I just always think that if you really want a quarterback, you're not going to trade down in the draft to get one.
But what if you all? What if you see the warts in all of them and you feel like, you know what, they're all kind of equal, so I can make any one of them work. You know what I mean? If you're Kingsbury, you go, you know what, I could kind of make any of these guys work if you give me the right tools.
I don't think they think like that.
You don't?
There's no chance what their job depends on the quarterback. They think, we'll just take whatever's left over.
Right.
No, but what if they say these guys are
all... They just
can't
do that. That's insane to think that way.
Yeah, but what if they literally think they're kind of all kind of in the same bag? Like, they're all good, not exceptional.
I mean, that's possible, but I just don't see... there's got to be a ranking.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's got to be.
They got to like one of those guys better than the other two. I don't think they all feel like they could. They're all the same player.
They can make them all work.
I don't believe that's the way they think, but I could be wrong.
I just don't. I think it seems that most people have Caleb above everyone else. It's like Caleb and then the next tier. So why do I think they think it's Jaden and then the next tier? Or that it's Drake May and then next tier?
I just think that's when they're looking at all these prospects in different positions, I think they do look at every single throw and they rank them based on what they've seen.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
It doesn't mean there's a wide gap.
Right. I mean, what if one guy's an 8.1, the other guy's an 8.0, and the other guy's a 7.9?
Our friend Will Brinson has a mock on CBSSports.com that he just put out, I think yesterday or the day before. He has the Vikings making a trade up to number 5 to pick J.J. McCarthy to make it 4 out of 5, of the first picks being QBs.
Did anybody watch his pro? He had his pro day, right?
Any
reports? Nothing.
I mean, I thought it was probably fine.
Nothing like the Caleb, like, scrutiny. Like, everybody was looking at highlights of the Caleb pro day.
I mean, I think it was probably graded pretty good. I can't remember who it was, but they said it was a clean workout.
Heard some buzz on Blake Corum coming out of that pro day, too. He looked pretty good, the running back.
Well, all
you got to do is watch him in college and know that.
Well, Dylan had a great day.
Dylan Lobby.
He had a great day up at Holy Cross.
Very good.
He worked out with those guys.
Good.
Yeah, great. The guy's a beast catching the football out of the backfield. Yeah.
If you had to put your own money on it, do you think they're going to trade down from 2?
If I had to put my own money on it, I would bet that they would stay.
I would bet they would stay at 2.
Bet they would stay, but I'm intrigued by the possibility. Yeah. I would not be upset about it.
Yeah,
because I feel guys have warts.
There's going to be some crazy things going on in the first round. Some crazy trade ups, I think, because you got desperate teams looking for QBs.
Well, it was just last week we were talking about quarterbacks going 1 through 4. Now we're saying there might only be 2 quarterbacks go in the first 4.
Oh,
right?
I think it's gonna be like 4 of the first 6 are gonna be quarterbacks, 4 of the first 7.
Okay, but not necessarily 4 in a row.
But if Chicago's not trading out. But if Washington and New England don't trade out, quarterbacks are going 1, 2, 3.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From the looks of it, yeah, I'd have to agree.
Right? I mean, there's no way those teams are taking someone other than a quarterback.
Right.
I agree. Let's go real quick. Let's go to Jake in Fredericksburg. Jake, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
This is actually something I was talking to a friend of mine about over the weekend. What if they took the 2, and maybe you could take one of the third round, one of the fourth round, maybe something else. You send it to Minnesota, who's going to be quarterback hungry. You get the 11 and the 23 from them. Now you've got 4 of the top 40 picks, and at 11, you might not get McCarthy, but if they're not high on Daniels and May, what if you could land someone like Joe Milton, A year ago, Bo Nix was one of the highest-rated quarterbacks coming out, but he didn't. Penix will probably be there at 11. And if you can package more picks or even another player, maybe Dotson, maybe you can fleece Minnesota for Justin Jefferson as well. Just a thought.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to get Justin Jefferson away from Minnesota.
I just don't think that they've got Nix and Joe Milton as high as those other quarterbacks.
No.
You're not going to just take a few steps down and go, all right, we'll just work with Joe Milton because we're getting extra picks. And there's no way.
Seems a little project-y.
There's no way Adam Peters and Dan Quinn in their first year are going to go, all right, we'll settle for Joe Milton.
Right. Not when you're sitting at number two. Mm. All right, when we come back, we're going to play a game, Nats Trivia, for Nats opening day tickets. And we have a pair of tickets to go see Stone Temple Pilots and live at Jiffy Lube Live. So you can call right now at 800-636-1067. Nats Trivia next here on The Fan. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.